All right, and welcome back to That's Some Cheese, part of the Vendetta Sports Podcast Network. Today is Wednesday, December 1st. Where the fuck did the time go? December 1st.
Let's get out of 2021.
Yeah. Anthony Fontanelle is going to be on the show today, but first, we have to get to Courtney. Courtney had 2 weeks off, and she's glowing. Like, I don't know if anyone else can see, but I feel like Courtney's glowing. Like, she's got, like, a new look to her. I feel like she needed this break. I don't know what it is, but like you look like, yeah, you look great.
That's the main thing.
How were your 2 weeks off? Were they great?
They were cool. I didn't really like do much, so that was like a good thing because I just been doing stuff. I know I need to slow down a little bit. But I seen family, so that was like the best part.
I didn't bother you either. I only bothered you one time.
Yeah, that is true. You did only one time.
Only one time, but I think the rest of the people are going to find out what that one time was. Anthony Fontanelle will find out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to reveal it right off the top.
I have no idea what he's talking about, by the way.
Do we want to reveal it? No, we'll actually, the first thing, I'm supposed to tell you to, you know, notch some time stamps on this, Courtney. So, like, if we dive into, like, something important, like, make sure we put the time up. Somebody put that in the Google form. And I think we'll start doing that.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. Anthony Fontanelle is here. I just want you to know, before I even, like, you'll find out the secret, I just hope that you're, like, honored that I picked you to find out the secret first.
I am actually. I thought it was a little strange. It was like, okay, cheese on a Wednesday. Why is Courtney asking me of all people to come on?
Well, I just feel, you know, the Italians gotta stick together. We both grow nice beards. We both used to wrestle. We're both a little crazy.
Honestly thought it was gonna be about baseball, which probably has got a little bit to do with this, but
if we jump into baseball, we'll jump into baseball. But wow, I got a decent amount on the list today. You were one of the few people that did your end of the year review.
Few? You tell me that really?
Really? Really? I believe. How many people did their end of the year review? You, Tan, Cervantes, Cam Moose, Sophie. I think that's it. I think 5 out of 48 did their end of the year reviews.
That's, oh boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Jesus.
How would you say your end of the year review went?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
We bullshitted for about 30 minutes. You know, talked about important stuff, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I still hang out with
all the people. And then you know, the craziest part, I gave people, all these people had bitching and moaning comments in their Google forms that you didn't fill out your Google form, did you? I guarantee you didn't.
I did.
You filled it out.
Oh, come on. You didn't know which one was mine?
I actually didn't.
Yeah, I don't know which one was mine. Oh, man.
I actually didn't. Do you want to reveal it? I did like that Gavin texted me. He's like, I don't want to be anonymous. Here's mine. And he just messaged me.
I thought you would have known by what I said. Oh, God. I said something about Floppy Hair's crew. But I guess a lot of people did.
Yeah, I that could have been anybody.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I thought you would have known that was me. It's okay. But yeah, I did do mine.
Okay.
Yeah, that took.
Did you have any thoughts on the Google form?
It took me like 5 minutes. Like what you mean? Like how was it? Was it good to do? Or just anything, sure. Really?
Courtney, you read all the responses, right? Or some of them?
I read some because it got lost in my email, so I never got back to it. But I read That's Some Cheese and then, of course, Tans. So that was like the main thing I read. But I mean, yeah, I don't know who was who, honestly. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
We got some good feedback, though. Cheese got some good feedback for the most part.
Yeah, I like how everybody was really like truthful about it, about everything. We appreciate it because. Of course, we want to know what our viewers are thinking. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Before I get to the main surprise, we'll keep teasing people a little bit. So I did record myself a big Unk commercial. I want to know if you think it's good enough to be posted. I just don't think it's good enough to be posted. Let me explain it first. And I'm not going to put it in. I'm not going to put it in the video unless we think it should be in the video. But biggest mistake I made, because I was doing the hundreds for shoulders. And I should have like did them slower to make sure my form was good. My form does not look good because I was throwing them up as fast as I could. That was a mistake. I should not have done that. But it doesn't like I'm trying to throw them up too fast, and I wish it looked easier than it did. But I mean, it's good, but it's just take a look at your phone. Tell me what you think.
Better. Okay.
I think I should have like. I should have took my time and really went slower and like did 18 good ones rather than 22 shitty ones.
Oh, you should have went so much slower.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. I fucked up. I think I'd have to do it again. I don't think it's good enough.
Your facial expressions are hilarious.
Exactly. Like the face isn't good. Like,
might have to. Your I would redo it just for the form.
Why are you
just
doing for the so form. Hard?
Go a little slow.
Yeah, I think I'd have to redo it.
At the same time, you had him like almost like bent down, like tilted at an angle towards your head. It's just like,
well, yeah,
cool. You got it.
Yeah, I was going too fast. I was gonna do like, oh, this is me throwing the hundreds up as fast as I could, like they're butter. But I shouldn't have done that.
Your arms were pumping. You were clearly juicy that day. I mean, like it's. I get it. It gets a little in your head, and you're like,
that's what happened. I was in my head.
I get it. Yeah, I would just redo that real quick. Other than that,
I think so.
Oh, that is fine. The facial expressions, I think, are great. I think they should be as genuine as possible. I think you should keep those.
I wore a tank to the gym for the first time in my life. I felt like such a douchebag.
Oh, I bet everybody that was watching you wear a tank while being recorded was definitely sitting there going, this guy is a dick. Like, he's just
probably.
There's literally a guy in the back with a tighter tank top.
Oh, there's people all over the place. There's people all over the gym in tanks, but I feel like a douchebag wearing it.
Wait, doesn't the tank have like something on the back too?
It just has the V on the back.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say then maybe you should like have somebody like go around, but never mind then.
Yeah.
I thought it was bigger. Like, you know, like,
so do we think as the Big Unk brand manager that I should like do this commercial or no?
I would reshoot.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, I could reshoot it and then, like, have some kind of, like, effects go in and be like, want to look like Big Unk? Or, I don't know.
Yes.
Some kind of script.
Yes. Yeah,
like, needs a script. Like, you know, have somebody, like, maybe, like, zoom in on. Maybe you should do a different exercise. I don't know.
What exercise?
What's the one where you just like this?
Curls,
yeah.
I like the idea for a different exercise. Maybe not curls. Maybe something more. Maybe some more crazy. Start going.
My bench number is really good right now.
I would say start going nuts on bench.
Isn't that like kind of crazy? Like when aren't they called like flyers or something when you're like this?
You can't do heavy flies. That's dangerous.
I can only do like 20 pounds with that.
Yeah.
that's crazy.
My shoulder is messed up anyway, but yeah, bench or maybe go crazy with some military presses.
Okay, so not dumbbells.
Yeah, no, like do some standing military press, just go fucking wild.
Okay,
I'll do the voiceover. Like I'll.
What did you think of the video though? What did you think of the video?
No, I liked it. I thought it was great. It was just, I'm telling you, my only thing is just about the form. I think the facial
expressions
need to stay.
I know.
Facial expressions need to stay, but you are right. We should add some effects and a voiceover and a script.
Yeah.
I will gladly do the voiceover.
Yeah, just like, if you just post that and then like put a caption,
It's not good enough.
Yeah, like what is this still?
Yeah, and we need the link over the facts, link to the shop.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Work in progress. So maybe we'll get a Big Unk commercial.
Yeah. We gotta work on that. But it's a good start. It's a good start.
Yeah.
Good idea.
All right, Fontanella, you want to hear the news?
Yeah, shoot.
Courtney, do you want to tell him the news or do you want me to tell him the news?
Mm-mm, you tell him.
So there's only two people right now in the company that know this news. Courtney and Emma Brown.
Courtney and Emma. Okay. So how about
take a guess on what you think that it is? Can you give me one guess?
One guess. You got a job in Vegas.
No, but someone did actually reply back and I have an interview set up. So that's good.
That's good.
Great.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Courtney, by the way, her story, I was like, hey, are you available? She blew me off for a day and a half. It was like, all right, what do you need? And then she's like, I didn't think it was actually important.
Listen, okay. I also have my Slack notifications off. So I will like pop in every now and then. So.
Okay. You have to give me one guess, Fontanello. Give me one guess.
Okay. Wasn't they getting the job? You got an office.
No.
Good guess.
All right. Decent guess. I got an offer to sell the site.
Really?
Yeah.
How much?
I'm not going to say how much it was.
Damn it.
I'm not going to say who it was. But I just think it should be brought up.
Just because you're not telling me who it is, now I know it's somebody that I would know.
No. You don't know who it is.
I mean, not personally, but. Okay. 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 Well, I know. Well. I know you probably not selling because Big Unk ain't selling. I mean, I'm not sure. Much more. I mean, cool, bro. Chase that check. I mean, hey.
You did not expect that, did you?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't really. Wow. Okay. I would really wish I'd get some numbers on this, but I guess the numbers are being withheld.
I can't reveal the numbers. That's Bush League.
I know. You can tell me off air.
Courtney, what am I allowed to say here?
That's really it.
I
you said very vague.
Very vague.
I mean, if you want to, I don't know. Do you want to say if the numbers were good enough, bad enough? I don't know. Like bad, decent.
All right.
Did they lowball you?
We can give a small hint. How about that?
Okay.
All right. It's not nearly good enough for me to go out, but I'd have some fucking money to play around with.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I just think it's important because number one, I think it validates us. We're something.
Yeah.
People are interested. Definitely. People are interested in us. That's a good thing. Number two, at some point I'm going to have money. I'm not going to be poor forever. So that's good.
I just want to know what your wardrobe is going to look like when you get money.
Oh, I'm going to be so sexy.
Is it going to be like a Russell Westbrook type of wardrobe?
Fuck him. I don't compare me to that guy. I hate that guy.
I don't know.
Don't compare me to him.
I feel like a bunch of like Nike gear.
Nah, I got to look fly. I got to have like button ups and like, I don't know. I'm definitely fixing my hairline. That for sure will be done.
Chris is going to be the type of guy that's going to have like Louis and Gucci everything.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
I'm not bougie boy, am I? I just want to look good. I don't have to be bougie boy.
I don't know. I just feel like once you get it, you're gonna be like, all right, we're going to the Ball Louis store, Burberry store, Gucci store, and then.
But regardless of the number, regardless of who made the offer, regardless of all that stuff, we have eyeballs on us. It validates us. I mean, I only see this as good news.
Absolutely, is good news.
Yeah,
I think that's great. I mean,
and at some point, if the offer is big enough, I'll take it, and then you guys have full time jobs.
That is true.
Exactly.
That is definitely true. You know, it's good because no one's gonna wanna buy if we weren't valuable, right? So clearly people think we're valuable.
Correct.
Now give me 1 second, my charger is messed up. Okay. I'm back.
Correct. See, now more than any time, like, I don't want to suck my own cock, but like, wouldn't half of these people like want to be my friend? Like, wouldn't you want to at least make sure that I like you if you're here?
You would think. I wonder how many people start being a little more friendly.
Let's say the offer was too good to pass, right? And they say, mm-hmm. All right, listen, we'll keep you on as CEO. You get nice check. You still lead the company, but like, we're only keeping like 15 of these fucking people. I mean, that could easily happen.
Yeah. That'd be cutting it real close though.
I don't know. I just want you to know that you're here, Fontanelle. You heard the news.
I am here. That's right.
Yeah. So I hope you give me those hugs that you owe me, because there's like four of them you owe me.
Yes, I do. Only one. Two, yeah. Four.
Do you have any other thoughts? I was hoping for like a fucking reaction out of you. Something. Give me some energy. Give me something that like makes my freaking, I don't know, the eggplant emoji I need to get going. I don't know. Give me something.
You want me to give you something?
Yeah, give me a reaction.
I wonder if anyone's upstairs. But that is absolute fantastic news. I'm pumped up. Let's fucking go! Woo! I dropped my
computer. Okay. Okay. I don't think I necessarily needed that. I like the energy. I don't think I necessarily needed that. I just wanted like words out of you. Like,
I like fiery words. I like the reaction.
Courtney, what were your thoughts?
Reaction is always great.
I think it's great. I think when you first told, it was like a whoa, like this is definitely like not what I expected on a Wednesday or whenever the conversation happened.
Yeah, because he blew me off for a day and a half.
Oh my god.
Well, I'll tell you what, I definitely
and did. I said I wasn't gonna bother you. So the fact that I did bother you meant it was absolutely important.
Okay, that's true. I thought it was something else. Hey. Yeah, I thought it was something else. But I think it's good because now you also have this in the back of your head. Yeah. And because they will kind of always be there, right? In a sense.
Yeah, the guy basically told me, you have my contact information.
Okay, like, see, yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever you do feel like it and the offer is, you know, more, then you can always be like,
this, hey. I mean, this also means Trey's got a nice little baseline. I mean, the more the company improves, the more the offer improves.
And let's be honest. Like the first 2 years, I was basically by myself. I was just carving out Google keywords. Like, it was a one man show of. It was just a one man show of Trey carving out Google keywords to make us relevant. I remember
enough. You told me, wasn't there a time you were on vacation during, I think, one of the NBA free agencies before anyone got here?
I was in London and I was typing NBA free agency articles at 4 a.m. by myself.
That's why it was like, oh, Cervantes, he's the breaking news king. Get the fuck out of here. Who taught him how to do that? Nonsense. I'm unbelievable.
That's phenomenal.
See, this is what I'm saying. People like, oh, Trey, you lost your touch. Come on, stop it.
No, you didn't lose your touch.
Who said you lost your touch?
It's just the way people come about. I got third place on Best Blogger. That's nonsense.
You got third?
Okay.
It's a good troll. I think people will think I'm serious that I was mad about that.
I was gonna say you were in the voting. I feel like you should be excluded.
Probably.
I mean, hey, it's your company. I mean, you can do whatever the hell you want.
True.
That's what it is, man. I mean, hey, you're the Don of Vendetta. You can do whatever the hell you want.
More so than anything, there's like,
I'm happy you got there.
There's like a brand, you know. There's a brand. There's a reason. There's a reason why people want this.
Of course.
Because like I was at Thanksgiving, and one of my friends' mom is like, "Why don't you sell it and start over and just take the money?" It was like, it's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, you got to.
It is a lot of work.
Like, how long did it take you to get to this point? 5-6 years.
3 years.
3 years.
But the only pro would be like, you would know what to do now.
And what? I'm going to fucking start over and just leave my entire staff behind? No.
Right.
Going and finding a bunch of those people would be, you know, not great.
It's a fucking headache interviewing all those interns. It sucks.
You get lucky, you get, what, 2 or 3 good ones out of 10?
100?
100, yeah.
Two or three good ones out of 100.
Now that I think about it, you interview a lot more people than like I actually like.
Yes.
Like think about, you know.
And they suck. They all suck. And even if you find decent ones, sometimes they turn out to be power hungry fucking monsters, and they lose their fucking minds. And then sometimes the good ones get scooped, and then you're fucking really fucked.
Not much you can really do about that. But I remember one interview you told me about. You were like, I interviewed this girl. She told me, I know all about the Eagles. My boyfriend tells me everything. You're like, what?
That was a real interview. Yeah.
It's like, so you don't know actually anything about the Eagles. Your boyfriend does.
Yeah, I kept questioning her about it. It was like, well, my boyfriend told me.
I was like, oh my gosh.
So wow. I'd rather hear what you think. Yeah. There's a lot of nightmare interviews. Like starting over would be fucking no. I couldn't even start over.
I wouldn't start over. I would just.
I don't have the energy to start over.
No.
I've been doing this for fucking too long.
Who wants to do that? Nobody wants to start over. You want to get
not even including like this time. I was writing for other places and shit. Like I'm out of energy to be doing that.
Like I would just say, think about it. You think about it this way: you're gonna go back. You'd be going right back to 10 articles a day, 12, 20 by yourself.
No. Sounds like hell. I basically locked myself in a room for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Down on the keyboard.
It'll all be worth it, though.
For all that.
Yeah. Forget. So right now the plan's the same. Right now the plan's the same. Moving to Vegas. Plan's the same for now.
Are you still trying to get an office?
That's very good.
I mean, if I have the money, yes. Right now, it's not going to happen.
Right, but like, okay, yeah. Because I'm just thinking like, so, okay, what's my question? So are you like, is your goal to ever sell it? Or is it just like, oh, if a deal comes,
I mean, ideally, I would rather be in charge and like not sell it. But like, if someone offers me, if someone makes me the Godfather offer, and I can stay in charge and like not have to do shit besides like tell people what to do.
Right. Okay. That's true.
Everybody's got a price, right, Trey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, how impressive would it be if I'm like a self-made rich person?
Yeah. It'd be fantastic. I mean, it's
there's a lot of people that think I'm dumb.
Okay, I don't think you're dumb. I don't know who thought you
were. No, there's a lot of people that think I'm dumb.
Let them keep
thinking. Especially like people that I like grew up in high school with or went to college with. Like, there's a lot of people that think I'm dumb. If I'm a self-made like rich person, oh, that's like almost too good to pass up. Like, I could be right now technically, but like it's not quite enough.
Yeah, no, you need a little bit more. The offer, no. the offer is not irrefusable yet.
Yeah.
As Sicilians, we can only take offers we can't refuse.
It's the olive oil. I got it in my skin.
That's why I grow this ridiculously long beard all the time. I got a hair.
Yeah, it grows in
like my beard is like this. My beard is like this. 2 weeks later.
This is like 24 hours.
My beard. I see, because I get my hair cut to where it's like yours, and it grows to this in like 2 weeks. And I know
people. I cut like, this. I cut this 2 days ago.
Stubbles on their chin, and I'm like, "Look at this! I was like, this is too much. I'm like, this is too much. It's annoying to maintain."
I was at a Friendsgiving, and the dog kept licking me. I was like, "The olive oil must be good."
Yeah.
What did my you guys mom always told me why I got so many mosquito bites. Oh, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, like, what you did, guys eat the traditional? Or like,
I pretty much just eat turkey.
You eat turkey? See, I was not even, I had a little piece of turkey this year. That was really it. I had a lot of stuffed turkey. I had stuffed mushrooms, mashed potatoes, sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie. Too many carbs. Yeah. Too many carbs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
give me the turkey. I'll eat like one dessert and I'm good.
No, Trey's the only one I know that's actually boring concerned about carbs at Thanksgiving.
Right.
I work during Thanksgiving. I ran upstairs for an hour. Yeah, I ran upstairs for an hour, scarfed down my meal, came back down, and then when I got off at 8, went back upstairs for pecan pie and coffee.
I ate one slice of apple pie with ice cream.
Ooh.
I had like two slices of pecan pie.
I made pizza.
Why are you gonna judge? I'm on the grind. I'm training.
I hear you.
But is this one day gonna really like hurt you?
I'm just not a big like Thanksgiving meal person.
Okay.
I'm a big Thanksgiving meal person.
Like, what's good about it?
What's good about it?
Stuffing doesn't get me going.
See, stuffing gets me going. That's the problem. I mean, as you can tell,
seafood, that shit gets me going.
I'm a big guy on stuffing, biscuits, potatoes.
How much does bread do for you?
A lot.
It's fucking bread.
I know.
A lot.
I love bread. That's a bad thing. It is, but I love
bread. You just munch on bread like. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to just eat like plain white bread.
Like out the bag? You just went in the
yeah,
bag?
Yeah, like out the bag. Yeah, yeah. I would just take like two slices. Yeah, go I don't do that anymore. Now I'll put like peanut butter or something on it. But like when I was a kid, I used to just eat bread.
You're strange.
The roof of your mouth, I just know it was just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it like all pasty. Yeah, it's like, you have a big, it's like a big clump of clay right up there. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Oh my gosh. Trey. Okay. What did you eat then? I only eat meat.
I just ate turkey. I just had turkey.
Okay.
I'm sure you probably like Christmas food better.
Yes.
It's filet
mignon. I'll fuck up some cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My house, we have filet. We have filet mignon for dinner with like with seafood. A lot of seafood.
Yep.
And then dessert. Mm-hmm. And then dessert's always like cookies, brownies, cannolis, coffee.
Yep. That's
that. Yeah.
I'll go nuts over that one.
You're more of a Christmas guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas is the same food for me, but we try to like Thanksgiving food is the same, but we try to like mix it up these past couple years.
So you're going to request salmon this year?
No. It's overrated. Not that good.
I only have one more thing on my list, Fontanelle, unless you want to talk more about this offer we got.
What else you got?
And then I only have one more thing.
Just one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say as a final closing note on the offer.
Okay.
I would like to say. I'm very happy and I'm very proud of you that you've been able to do this to the point where now it's valuable and, you know, you're starting to make a name for yourself. And
Trey's an asset.
And other people are noticing. So I'm very happy for you, man.
Trey's an investment.
This motherfucker.
I moved a couple points up on the dating chart.
You're Bitcoin, bro. Or maybe not Bitcoin yet, but you're definitely in the Dogecoin range.
Okay.
You're definitely in the Dogecoin range.
See, like, it would be cool if I'm rich enough and I like, all right, I get this offer, I can like buy a sports team. Now we're talking.
Please buy the Yankees. Please buy the Yankees.
All right, I got one more thing. Two more things. Survivor's Dead. Do you have any thoughts on it?
Yeah, I feel like when we first
started, isn't it funny how the fucking group is like, oh, we love Survivor. Oh, we love getting people fired. He's like, oh, we're finally getting rid of the Stranglers. And then now it's like, oh, well, it sets a bad example. Like, oh, it's too demeaning. Like, maybe we should chill out with it. Like,
I don't think it's too demeaning or anything like that. Although it was fantastic when we first got it going. I just think that it's like all the questionable people are kind of gone. Now it's just like a matter of,
I disagree.
Which asshole do we fire? Like, I think as far as like a show goes, I think like it was kind of like it was just, it might've been just getting a little old. Like it was a great fire starter at the beginning, but I feel like, you know, just letting people go. Like, I don't think it's too demeaning or anything like that, but I think it's a good idea to just, you know, just whatever. Let out
if we get bought, how many people do you think are going to get fired?
How many people we got right now in the Slack? 50.
Nah, it's not 50 anymore.
I think with Survivor, though, like the last couple episodes of people were like people who literally 46 like
46 people, 46 people in general. 20 would be low balling it. I'd say probably around more like 28, 29.
Emma Brown calls it the Vendetta Deep Clean. That hasn't happened.
Oh. I like the sound of that. Vendetta Deep Clean.
I don't know. I just, all these people that bitch and whine and moan about these things that they want on this Google form, is Survivor's a perfect example. They think they want these things and then they don't. Mm. Like due dates and deadlines for articles. Fontanelle, if I gave you due dates and deadlines for articles, you would be fucking pissed at me.
Yeah, I had due dates and deadlines. That was when I first started, when I was an intern.
You had hours you had to do. You didn't necessarily have due dates.
Yeah, true. I had hours, which
is different. Fontanelle, every Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday, you need to have X, Y, and Z done. You would be fucking pissed.
Oh yeah, no. I'd be like, bro, dude, come on. So I'd say nothing in mine. I'd say nothing about.
But there was at least 15 Google, at least 15 Google forms that were like, oh, we need deadlines, we need this, we need that. It's like, you fucking
outside of a few people, they would not be hitting. They would not be hitting those deadlines they talk about if they were imposed now.
Ow!
Don't do that to yourself.
Everybody's got a fucking problem with the way I do things, and then the fucking things that they want in place, they would have a problem with them.
Now, that's crazy.
I guess that's why people aren't.
It's true.
No, nobody. I could tell.
Oh, I'm such a bad guy. Unlimited vacation days. I'm such a bad guy.
Yeah, nobody, believe me, nobody wants that. Come on.
No. No. All right. This is actually the last thing on my list.
Okay.
Tell me what the fuck happened to Christian Issue. Now, Jadale Herbert got fired and Jeremy Silverman got fired. But Christian Issue got fired. What the fuck happened to that guy?
I think I kind of know what happened.
Please explain it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I know he jumped ship, I don't know when, randomly. Like, he just fell off the face of the earth. He's all buddy-buddy with fucking, you know.
Yeah, but here's the thing I don't understand, okay? It's one thing to leave or leave and join something else. He's leaving to do nothing.
I see he's, like, part of, like, some – they got, like, some – community message board where they just talk about their plays.
We do realize that's nothing, right?
Yeah,
like that's not anything.
I don't know.
That's like being in like a Madden Reddit page. Like that's nothing.
Yeah, basically, that's all it is.
That's like being in the comments section of like a fashion blog. You are nothing.
I was a little disappointed. I was a little disappointed. I was expecting at least, you know, him to say something if he wasn't, because he just dropped off the face of the earth. Like,
oh yeah,
one day he was just gone and just didn't say nothing.
Which I guess Kriegs warned me about him, but I had faith in him for one reason and one reason only. So Kriegs warned me about him that how he, you know, he got fired at the ice cream truck place or whatever. He's unreliable, whatever. He warned me about him. But this isn't a place you have to be very reliable. And like 3 or 4 months, like you don't really have to be reliable. You just have to be able to speak. Mm-hmm. And I would say like maybe 5 months ago, he just called me out of the blue and was like, "Hey man, do you care if I like contribute to like other places while still being here?" It's like he communicated with me about that. Like, okay, like this guy has like a pair of balls. Like he can at least speak. Like that's cool. Like, all right. And then I told him, like, "Hey, you want to be a part of 2-3 different things? Fine. Be my guest. Like, I don't care. Like, you're not under contract. You can pretty much do whatever you want." He just called me. He's like, "Cool."
Yeah.
This time, where the fuck did he go?
Nothing. Just vanished.
Completely. And not only that, I guess Kriegs messaged him like 3 or 4 times. He's like, "Have you talked to Trey? Have you talked to anybody? Have you let anybody know what's going on?" And I guess his response was, I'll talk to him. I'll let him know. It's like,
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. It's complete 180. Like all you had to do was just, you know, speak up, I guess. Like I have no idea what happened to the kid. He just disappeared.
A, he just disappeared. Like, and then B, he's nothing. Like, being a Twitter personality that comments on a podcast is nothing. Like we're aware of this, right?
Oh, I know. I don't think we're well aware.
We get this, right? Like that. Like that. I didn't
expect this out of him. I'm a little so disappointed that he just like just bounced. Not even just bounced. Like, just didn't even say nothing. Just, you know, just basically account went, his Slack went inactive, and that was that.
Actually, his Slack never went inactive.
Really? So he was
His Slack was active. I would have gotten a notification that he was
because I think it's 2 weeks that you don't read a message, you go inactive. His Slack never went inactive. In fact, I caught his green light on a couple times.
Huh.
Yeah.
So he was just watching.
I think.
It's kind of creepy.
And you know what's even crazier? You know what's even crazier? Like, Sam Litton's not stupid. I got Sam Litton UFC credentials. He called me and he's like, listen, I was just having fun. I was being lazy in college. He's like, I plan on still writing here. Like, you're smart, Sam Litton. Good for you. That's but like, what the fuck are you being a Twitter personality on a podcast that comments? Like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
You could never profit off of that.
No, ever. where's the money? There's nothing to profit off of.
No,
unless he's trying to be like a professional gambler, but I don't advise.
Like, that. Even if you were like a very popular Twitter account, they don't make money. Like, you think the old takes exposed guy? You think he makes money off of his Twitter account?
No.
No.
None of them do. They have other stuff. The Twitter is just there for their, like, it's just there to get people to see. It's just there for impressions.
Correct. Correct. You have, it is there for you to promote something. It's not there for you to just be there.
Yeah. You have to have something else that you're promoting.
Yes. With yes. It. Yes. Yes. Correct. I don't know.
What you gonna do?
I mean, I don't really fucking care. Like,
nah, it is what it is. Hey, that's.
If I wanted to, I could find another fucking lunatic gambling personality anytime I wanted. I could go on Twitter and just look for fucking gambling people.
Oh god, like, I see hundreds of them a day.
Hundreds, like, that's not a fucking problem.
It's really not the hardest thing to do.
And he really didn't make a ton of content for me to miss him. But I think it's a shame.
No. I'm only disappointed in the fact because, like, before football started, me and him were talking about doing all this stuff, and he just disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd ask Krieg every week when we record. I said, "What? Like, where'd this kid go? Like, what happened?" And Krieg was like, "Oh, I don't know." I was like, okay.
And it's the easiest thing to make content for. All you got to do is make a 10-second video. It's like, here's my picks for today. Boom, done.
32 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could very well, you know, take the easy way and just do that. But, you know, I'll still write a 900-word post of picks from me, Chick, and Krieg. I could just do a video and be like, he's got this, he's got this, he's got that, he's got that. All right, see you next week.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know.
Yeah.
People are going to do whatever they want to do. Too bad those people are going to miss out on the.
That's all. That's. Oh, yeah. That is true. Do we have any other topics we want to talk about? Well, that's all I have. I'm pissed I didn't get interviewed for the Mets job.
Yeah, I still don't get that. Maybe when Cashman gets fired, you could interview for the Yankees job.
I do, honest to God, believe the Mets. I don't know what the playoff rules will be. Maybe they, like, expand it so far to where they do make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs with, like, a $300 million payroll.
Awful.
It's going to go down as the single biggest embarrassment in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
And I think that's where they're headed right now.
I want everyone to have the same energy that they always had about the Yankees, where, oh, the Yankees have the highest payroll, never won the World Series. Well, I mean, we're in the
playoffs every year. This is totally different. This is going to blow past any payroll the Yankees have ever had.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, people are like, I'm like, the Mets just went right past the Yankees in terms of all their payroll shit. Like, now they're
the one with the money. This payroll is going to blow past
what are they sitting everybody. At right? What are they sitting at right now?
Right now it's 260, and the off season literally started like 2 weeks ago.
And we got the lockout tonight.
Yeah.
So once the lockout starts tonight, nobody can get traded or signed until it's resolved.
Yeah. Correct.
The Mets aren't done either. They're going to get, they're going to sign
more. No, they're not done. They're going to, it's going to go up to like minimum 280, their payroll.
Yep. I could see it. I very well could see it.
Last year, Scherzer's new contract alone will be more than three MLB payrolls last year.
That's insane. That is crazy.
Scherzer by himself will make more than all of the players on three different Major League Baseball teams.
What do you think about the money in the years? Not that it actually matters in baseball, and to a guy like Stevie Cohen, but giving, you know, a 37-year-old 3 years.
That's not the problem I have with it. This is not the problem that I have with it. They're not ready to win. They don't have a prospect base that they can win with. They don't have a young core that they can win with. They're throwing money down the toilet to fix a poor foundation. They don't have a foundation to win.
They got a lot more problems that need fixing than starting pitching.
Like, that's what these rich people don't understand. You can't just throw fucking money at problems and think it's going to go away. Doesn't happen in baseball.
No.
That's why I said they'll never hire me, because the first thing I would do is trade DeGrom. I would start over.
I mean, at this point,
that's why they would never hire me.
I think I've seen Mets fans kind of start coming around to that. Like,
I would trade everybody.
We get something for him while he's
Alonso. Fucking see it. We'll trade. I trade everybody.
All right, there might be a
riot. Stuck for 3 years.
If you trade Alonso, there might be a riot.
I don't care. If I was in charge of the Mets, we would suck for 3 years. We would have the first pick. I would eat bad contracts. Steve Cohen, you want to make a difference with your fucking money? Let's eat bad contracts to fucking get prospects that'll help us win in 3 years. Now we're fucking talking.
Yeah.
And he doesn't see it like that.
You should be the GM of the Yankees. Trade everyone. I don't care.
I probably would. The first fucking job I'd take, I'd fucking trade everybody. Start over.
Just don't trade Jason Dominguez. But I don't think you would.
You can't trade him. He's like 18. By the time you build your team up, you're ready to go.
The Martian's coming, Trey.
Fucking, I'd be the Sam Hinkie of baseball. All right.
Oh, man.
What else do we want to talk about? That's it?
Oh, well, let me ask you one more thing. I'm getting all my sports talk out of the way now, because all right. Kriegs. Yeah, Kriegs also, this is a shameless EF programming plug. Kriegs dealing with finals and papers, and it's his last year. So he's, you know, grinding hard. Should have a new episode up. Going to shoot for next week. This week he's a little swamped, so we're going to shoot for next week. A little programming note, but regardless, Freddie Freeman to the Yankees.
What in what world do you think that's happening?
Possibility.
No, it's not. He's going back to Atlanta.
The Yankees and Dodgers are in.
He's not leaving the Braves. That's a big fucking bluff. I told you what's going to happen in the baseball chat. I told you what's going to happen. They're going to try to. They're going to play around in the Trevor Story waters. If he gets too expensive, they won't pay for him. They'll get Andrelton Simmons. Luke Voit's going to get fucking traded for pitching. They'll try to trade for Matt Olson, and if they don't get him, Rizzo will be brought back. That will be their offseason.
Disgusting. I might throw up. I know it's a very real possibility.
No, that is the offseason. That will happen.
I believe that that's more likely than anything else. I really do. But I will be.
I think I know Cashman very well by now.
I think everyone knows Cashman very well by now. He's a freaking asshole.
Hey, the Yankees played the Iron Pigs a lot when I was working in that clubhouse. You'd be fucking fool if you didn't think I was looking at those computers that they had. I know which guys they like.
I need Cashman to go. I really do.
Hey, He's got like the same hairline as me, so.
at least you'll make good moves. I'm like, yeah, this is dumb. This is this dumb crap.
True. Courtney, anything else to talk about?
Mm-mm. No, we're good.
Fontanello, did I ever show you my Vegas shoes? They're staring at me right now. And then we'll end on this. Did you ever see my Vegas shoes?
Not on camera. You showed me them before you bought them.
What do you think of them?
I like them. Can I see them right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I love those. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I like them too. People are haters.
Oh, I could see Trey in those such in the freaking in the club casinos with those. Oh
yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. It's calling me.
Oh,
I see it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, Fontanelle. Anything else?
Hey,
Garrett wants to do his end of the year review, so that'll make six people.
Nice. Woo. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. 6 out of 46. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
We're swinging the bat like Francisco Lindor now.
How about that fucking bum? For him to have the audacity to fucking hate McNeil.
Because get the hell out of here. So McNeil don't want to shift. And he's like, I don't want to shift either. But I'm the team guy.
First of all, why the fuck is Lindor the one in charge of fucking making the shifts?
That doesn't make any sense.
Who the fuck is he to have a say in when they shift?
It's ridiculous, honestly. I don't know who designed that. I don't know who made that up.
Like, oh yeah, like our infielder, like he's in charge of all the defensive alignments.
Freaking what the hell? Like what the hell did the Louis Rojas actually do on that team?
Unbelievable.
I have no idea what this guy actually did there.
How about fucking you ever see the Mets games when Lindor he just drops bunts for no reason?
Randomly.
You ever see that?
Yeah.
Just randomly drops bunts.
Yeah.
He would drive me insane if I played with him.
Like, dude, swing the freaking bat.
How much money did he get? $330 million? And he's just dropping random bunts.
330 for 10 years.
Fuck him. I'd hate him too.
At least the Mets made the smart decision and did not bring back Javi. That would have been very bad.
Yeah, correct.
That would have been
awful. There. Hey, we got your guy, James Paxton.
That's right. You do got James Paxton now.
I'm happy with it. I like that move.
He's coming off of TJ, right?
Yeah, they're basically paying him to rehab, but they have the option to pick up like a 2-year option for dirt cheap for after this year.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's a lot of upside with him. He could be.
Yeah.
If he's bad, it's whatever.
Okay. Great. That was the answer. Yep, that was it. That's it. We're done. That was Anthony Fontanello. Make sure to follow him, @_1. Don't let him back in. Myself, Trey Dalbert. Make sure to follow Plumber Courtney.
You,
Twitter.
America. Fuck you.
That's going to do it. Thank you guys for watching. See you next time.